Carol, please.
Hey, King.
Yeah, Carol, R.G. Griffin, San Antonio Lightning. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, Dan. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. I'm running down a story on these pot-bellied pigs that appear to be missing.
Which one? Who? What pot-bellied pig?
You have more than... how many do you have missing?
I don't have any missing. Who said they were missing?
Miss Farrow that donated the money.
Oh, you know what? These people are driving me absolutely nuts. I don't have any missing pigs. We have about 10 that roam the property, and the rest of them were placed in good areas. And Miss Farrow needs to stop harassing us.
Whatever happened to the pig barn that was promised?
What happened to the what?
Pig barn.
What pig barn?
The one you promised her that you would put these pigs in, the one that you were...
No, you know what? This isn't... 6 years, 7 years ago, we built what they needed for those animals at that time.
But you told her you built a pig barn.
We did at the time.
And you tore it down?
Well, yeah, things move. We have other areas going up. Yeah, we didn't take any more pigs in after that. That was it.
Do you have any photos?
Everything Miss Farrell was promised when we took those pigs, we gave to her. In fact, we only agreed to take a few from her. We ended up with a huge amount of pigs. We did her a favor. We made sure the pigs were all placed in appropriate facilities, and we kept a few. And that was it. There was no other promises made to Miss Farrell. All the pigs were placed where they should be, in good areas.
Okay. I've seen the emails and the letter where you promise a pig barn.
I have not had any emails from her recently.
No, that you sent.
We built everything that was necessary for those pigs and more at the time those pigs came in. They were well cared for. They were placed in appropriate areas.
What appropriate areas?
I'm sorry?
What appropriate areas? How many ended up with board members?
How many ended up with board members?
Yeah.
Tell you what, you give me your number. I'll call you back when I get back to the office. I'll look up the information for you.
We're wondering why you're not letting state inspect the property there. You're trying to keep them out, are you not?
We have not refused anybody out to inspect anywhere that they need to go. And we do not refuse inspections unless they're not entitled to go on that property.
But I'm looking at, you know, depositions you've given. I'm seeing a lot of conflicting information. You did promise a pig barn. If you have a photo of that, that would be interesting.
Listen to me. Anybody that wants to come out and see what we have at the Leslie Road facility is entitled to come out. And if anything gets printed that is not correct, I can guarantee it, the board of directors is not going to be very happy, and whoever has printed incorrect information is going to be right alongside with legal action, because we're not going to tolerate too much more of this. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that is wrong at the Wild Animal Orphanage. Any agency that has requested to go... Hang on.
Who am I speaking with?
R.G. Griffin, who's this?
This is Ron Esvest, it's her husband. Hey, we have no comment. Quit calling. We have no comment. You can write down we have no comment. You print nothing but lies and non-facts. You don't research your items. You do not research what you print. You're basically a rag. So basically, do not call us. We have no comment on anything you have to say. Put your false accusations out like you always do. You can quote me on that. You falsely accuse people left, right, and center without researching your stories because you want the headlines. Do not call us back. We have no comment.
Are you getting a divorce, and is she leaving town? Hello?